The Wisconsin Veterinary Diagnostic Lab got the green light from the U.S. Department of Agriculture late last month. Until then, the Department of Natural Resources has been sending all tissue samples for CWD testing to the USDA lab in Ames, Iowa. Lab Director Bob Schull says by the time the gun deer season starts later this month, the four technicians and two pathologists at the lab will be ready to test as many as 500 samples a day.
We are ramping up to, we hope, hit full stride by Monday, November 25th, which is a day in which we will see many, many more samples being available.
At that rate, it could still take until the end of March to get test results on the 50,000 deer the state hopes to test this year. Still, Schull says he doesn't believe there's a need for more certified labs in the state.
I do not see an immediate need right now for involvement of other laboratories beyond the existing national TSE network, of which we are just one of 10 labs, and that number is over the next month or two going to grow to 15 laboratories.
The DNR will be creating a web page the public can use to track the results of CWD testing by county. They'll also be sending postcards with individual test results to hunters who submit samples from deer they've stored for possible consumption. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.